During the time when that song was written, the 12 days of Christmas, it was a time of darkness in our world when it was against the law to be a follower of Jesus and to worship the God of the ages. There have been many times like that through our history when darkness has descended upon us as a people, as a nation. Perhaps there have been times of darkness, times devoid of hope in your own lives, and you know what it is to live in darkness. You know what it is to come through a time of darkness. Perhaps in your life now, there's a time that you would characterize as being a time of darkness, a time when you are struggling with loneliness or grief, when you do not find hope in life and sufficient reason to look forward to what lies ahead. As darkness descends upon this sanctuary now, perhaps you can recall times like that in your own life. You can remember times in history, like are represented by the 12 days of Christmas, when there was darkness. Well, our world was never at a time when there was as much darkness as it was in before the birth of Jesus. For finding reason for hope and ways to be hopeful was difficult, if not impossible. But then the Christ child was born. Then this light of God came into our world. The light of Christ came into our world. And a new day dawned. A new day for all the people of the world and a new day for us. Christ is born and the light of God becomes visible, apparent for all people. All people whose eyes are open and whose minds are willing to see. And in just a moment, you're going to see what happens. The members of the confirmation classes are going to pass among you and they're going to light your candles. And this is exactly what happened to our world when Christ came among us. The light that was Jesus Himself, the light of the world, not only shines upon us, but it shines through us. And you and I, each of us and all of us, have a role to play. We have received some of those gifts of the Spirit of which the song spoke. And you and I are responsible for bearing those gifts and that light of Christ in the world and through the world. As the light passes among us and makes its way through the sanctuary, pay attention to the miracle that occurs. How the light is multiplied and grows, and that which now you can only see from a distance becomes part of you and illumines the whole world. For this Jesus whom we worship shines the light of His life and love not only upon you and me, but entrusts that light to us, so that we might spread it through the world. We sing together one of the remarkable hymns of Christmas, Silent Night, and we celebrate how silently the wondrous gift is given, and yet how pervasive His light, Silent Night. Well, my friends, this is not the baby Jesus. This is Alexis. Isn't she wonderful? And she wasn't born today. She was born about 2 weeks ago. But I think you get the idea. This is what it's all about. That's right, honey. You just give the benediction right here. You just do it. That's all right. You know, a child like this, it doesn't take much to inspire love in us when you see a baby like this. But can you imagine? Can you imagine how much God loved us to entrust Himself to us like this? To become so completely dependent on us. How great was God's love then? How great is God's love now? The miracle of Christmas belongs to you and to me and to all of us. Take it with you tonight. Celebrate the birth of Jesus and let it be known throughout the world how deeply God loves us. Amen.